Hello, listening friends. Once more, this is Keith Kaiser coming to you for Manna in the Morning. We're studying the Upper Room Ministry of Christ, and this morning our reading is in John chapter 17, beginning at verse 13. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. The Lord Jesus here, speaking in prayer regarding his own, comes to the Father and asks these things now, that his joy might be fulfilled in themselves. What a wonderful thing it is that the Lord Jesus wants us to have joy. Indeed, in his presence is fullness of joy. And joy is one of the aspects of the fruit of the Spirit that we read about in Galatians chapter 5. The Lord Jesus is able to give joy to the believer, not mere happiness, which is based on happenstance and circumstance, but joy that transcends circumstances. In other words, the Lord gives the believer joy that is constant, that remains, though there may be trials and tribulations and difficulties. The believer can say, yes, but I'm confident in my Lord's will. I'm confident in his goodness. I'm confident in his love for me. The Lord was here praying that his joy might be fulfilled in themselves. He says, I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they're not of the world, even as I am not of the world. We have a different nature if we've trusted Christ. We've been born again. We have this wonderful gift of salvation through the Lord Jesus, not because of any good works we've done or any ceremonial act that we've performed that would earn salvation for us, but only because we are sinners in need of a Savior, and we've come to the Savior and said, Lord, save me a sinner. I hate my sin. I don't want to live in it any longer. I want to be saved from it and have new life and bring forth fruit for God. Well, the Lord Jesus says the person that has genuinely been born again is not of this world. We don't belong here. We don't fit. We're like the round peg that they try to stick in the square hole. We just don't fit in this world because we're not of this world. Our life, says Colossians 3, is hidden with Christ in God. Our lives are actually set on things above. We belong in heaven. We're not at home here. We're strangers and aliens just passing through this world. Now, the Lord Jesus said that just as he wasn't of the world, neither were we, and that's why the world hated us. You'll remember he had taught his disciples this back in John chapter 16 in this same upper room ministry. But he asked the Father in verse 15, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil one. So the Lord, while saying that we do not belong to this present world, and this world is passing away, nonetheless, he deigns to leave us here. He says, I've left them in the world. I don't pray that you should take them out of the world, but keep them from the evil one. Oh, how strong that evil one is. Satan goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, Peter tells us. And he's able to transform himself into an angel of light, according to 2 Corinthians. All the strength and power he has. But I'll tell you, we have the assurance of Scripture that he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. The Lord Jesus is stronger than Satan, the strong man. He has bound the strong man and plundered his goods. He rescues us from the thraldom of sin and Satan, and gives us liberty. We're able to live and serve him even in this wicked world. But he says, they are not of this world, even as I am not of this world. Again, it comes back to the fact that through his work, the Lord Jesus has made us like him. Through his work, the Lord Jesus has given us the same position that he has, seated in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians 2. The Lord Jesus is seated in heaven physically today, and spiritually the believer's already seen as seated there. One day our physical nature will catch up with our spiritual. One day our bodies will be there in resurrected glory too.